This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a spectacular Wednesday. And I want to read something really quickly because it just came in. Final little touch on that FBI conversation we just had. And then we're going to dig into this email or not the immigration topic. We'll do some emails, talk about some other things on the Jesse Kelly Show. One more word on the FBI, secret police. Why the most important thing in the United States of America is stopping the secret police. It's the most important thing because you can't have a free country and have a partisan secret police agency. Those two things do not go hand in hand. You can't have it. Read this from you. I'm going to read this to you. Mr. Kelly, I've been following you since I was a teenager. I'm now 25, and 3 years ago, the FBI came to my door because I stepped 1 foot in the Capitol on January 6th for 6 seconds total. They lied and asked if they could ask me questions and that I'll probably never hear from them again, acting like they were my friends, just trying to help me out. They exaggerated everything about my case, tried to make it seem as if I was leading the crowd. They came back to my house again months later, saying they were going to charge me using exaggerated pictures. I was taken in, chained up by my legs and hands, walking through a courtroom. I had to miss my EMT final because of this. I was never able to get a job as an EMT after everything. Through this, I was made to sign an impossible plea deal, otherwise face prison as a 5'6", 100-pound kid. I lost everything, still losing. With all that being said, I was treated the best of all the January 6ers. I cannot imagine what the rest have been through. Abolishing the FBI is the nice thing to do. I won't speak about what the right thing is to do. A loyal viewer, he said I can say his name, I'm not going to. He did say, I don't really care at this point. They can't ruin my life any more than they already have. That's what an evil secret police agency has the power to do. They have the power to destroy your life. If they've taken that power to destroy your life and they've chosen to use it to only defend America's communists and crush the enemies of America's communists, then that organization must cease to exist. It has to stop or you don't have a country anymore. The FBI... it's not a side issue. It's the issue. The issue. If this 4 year ends, if Trump's 4 years end without FBI agents in prison for the crimes they've committed, Trump's 4 years is a failure. No matter what else happens, that has to be done. And the reason I put a four-year mark on it, because you could say, well, we'll get JD or something like that. And one, that's getting way ahead of yourself. Two, if we elected someone to reform the FBI, and Trump ran on that, and then Trump gets elected, and he puts into place people like Cash Patel and Dan Bongino, studs who know what needs to be done, and they can't get it done, then it can't be fixed. If Trump tries to fulfill his campaign promise, and to his credit, he has, by reforming the FBI, and puts into place those two studs who want to reform the FBI, and they do, forget about everything you see publicly, and they're saying this and saying that, they want to make the changes that are needed, If they can't get that done in 4 years, then it can't be done. And we're in deep, deep trouble then. Speaking of deep, deep trouble, I have to address this because I didn't get a chance to touch on it yet. An administrative error sends a Maryland father, I love how they describe him, that's the Atlantic, sends a Maryland father to a Salvadorian prison. A Maryland father. He's not a citizen, okay? Not a citizen. He was an immigrant with protected status, they call him. Not a citizen. A judge said he was part of MS-13. He got swooped up in that big immigration sweep and sent to El Salvador. Since then, the news has been flooded with things like this.
And just to slightly push back on Mark, even if you tell me that, and you prove that they're gang members, I'm not so sure that I'm okay with them being sent off to be tortured in a foreign country, but I'll leave that aside.
Democrats are saying this.
Some of our colleagues have been railing against Judge Boasberg for ordering the planes to be turned around. They say those planes were filled with terrorists, I think my good friend from Texas said. Well, here's one person of many who wasn't a terrorist.
Listen to how he's going to describe the MS-13 guy.
On that flight, or a gangbanger. His name's Kilmer Garcia. He's a Marylander married to a U.S. citizen who has a 5-year-old son with autism. And he went to pick up his son, but he was picked up first by ICE.
He even had a child with autism, and they sent him away. I played those sound bites just to prove, well, I mean, a couple headlines. Obama judge defies Trump and rules that 350,000 illegals can stay. Here's another one. Democrats are suing Trump for trying to prevent non-citizens from voting. Here's another one. This one is courtesy of a judge. Wait, what did he do?
Also in Boston, ICE there arresting another illegal alien charged with aggravated child rape. It's just the latest example in what appears to be a recurring problem in the state of Massachusetts. But instead of cooperating with federal agents, a Boston judge is now holding an ICE agent in contempt of court. This is after the agency took a different man into custody in the middle of his criminal trial. What the heck happened here?
Yeah, Bill, he was on trial in a Massachusetts state court, but the judge dismissed the case because ICE grabbed the defendant. And now that judge, well, he's blaming the ICE agent.
The American left, American Democrats, judges, media people, elected representatives from top to bottom, they are 100% committed to bringing rapists and murderers into your community and ensuring that they stay. I brought this up to once again make this point. People make a lot of excuses. In fact, the Maryland man, I've seen so many people on the right whining, well, this is why due process, we can't afford this. But if one party brings in 20 million barbarians in 4 years, and the next party, when it takes over, is not allowed to get rid of 20 million barbarians in 4 years, we cannot save the country. Do not allow yourself to be bogged down with these insane narratives trying to gin up sympathy for these people. Don't allow anybody, especially people on the right, to tell, at the due process, at the legal, don't allow yourself to get bogged down with this. The mass deportation of millions of barbarians is central to the country because we can't survive with Democrats bringing as many in as possible, and we get rid of, one or two until it gets uncomfortable. We can't survive in that way.
First of all, the error that you are referring to was a clerical error. It was an administrative error. The administration maintains the position that this individual who was deported to El Salvador and will not be returning to our country was a member of the brutal and vicious MS-13 gang. That is fact number one. Fact number two, we also have credible intelligence proving that this individual was involved in human trafficking. And fact number three, this individual was a member, actually a leader, of the brutal MS-13 gang, which this president has designated as a foreign terrorist organization. Fact number four is that foreign terrorists do not have legal protections in the United States of America anymore. And it is within the president's executive authority and power to deport these heinous individuals from American communities. It is a promise he campaigned on. It is a promise he is keeping.
One, good for the Trump administration for saying, no, he's not coming back. We're not worried about the error. He's staying exactly with the rest of the barbarians. That's one. Two, do not allow anybody, left or right, to try to bog you down or distract you. There's no easy way to remove 20 million people. And 20 million is the start, I should say. There were millions here before that. There's no easy way to do it. I use this analogy. We have a bucket. In this gigantic bucket, there are all these adorable little puppies. We love these little puppies. We want to snuggle with them and raise them and love them. But some evil people, we call these evil people Democrats, took a bunch of poisonous snakes and dropped them into the bucket full of puppies. We have to get the snakes out. In an effort to remove the snakes, there is a very good chance a puppy's even going to get hurt. Maybe more than one. Nevertheless, we're not going to have any puppies left unless the snakes are removed. Therefore, the bad guy is not us trying to get the snakes out. It's the demons who put the snakes in. The snakes must be removed or the puppies will die. We cannot survive as a country with the mass importation of barbarians. No country can survive that. They have to go. Don't let them use your values against you. Emails. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, bringing you the feel-good 80s tunes as requested. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and do not ever forget.
I love you back.
Jesse, I'm tired of people pretending conservatives, especially Trump, don't wholly embrace DEI. Representative Luna is a perfect example of why women shouldn't be in leadership positions, this guy says. She says all the right things, but as soon as she isn't given special privileges, she throws a hissy fit, leaves the Freedom Caucus, derails codifying anything we want or need into legislation. Amy Barrett, Elise Stefanik, Pam Bondi, the list goes on. If I'm ever given a choice between a woman and a man for office, I'll always default to the man. I don't care if that offends people. He says, I can say his name. His name is Chris. Hey, Chris, did you write this? That's a little harsh. It wasn't you? You don't write any emails? You know what, Chris? I feel like that's how we should communicate from now on. Only what? Only emails. No, listen. I don't want this to be insulting. I only want to hear from you at certain times. And I want to be, listen, I want to be in maximum control of those times. So, for instance, email. I'll give you, look, everybody with any sense, they have two email addresses. You have the real one that you give to people that matter. And then you have, I don't want to call it a burner because it's real. You have way more. Of course you do, Chris. You have a throwaway email. A throwaway email. This is what you have to, whenever you sign up for food delivery or at the doctor's office or anything like that, you always give them the burner email address because you know they're going to sign you up for a million email lists and you're going to get all kinds of spam and you don't want to clutter your real email up with that. And the garbage email account, the one where all the spam goes to, you check it once a week, just in case something important's in there. That's the email address I'll give you, the burner one. Then, what? Hear me out. I'll check in once a week, see if you have anything important to say. You won't. And then everybody wins here. Everybody wins. Just think about it, Chris. Oracle, have you ever used mayo to prep your meat cuts? I was a skeptic until recently, and remember, Cool Whip is not mayonnaise. Well, Cool Whip is not mayonnaise. Miracle Whip is another story entirely. Miracle Whip is amazing, completely underrated. That's one. Two. No, I've never actually used mayonnaise for meats. I have, however, now I only did it one time. I have used it for grilled cheese sandwiches, though. People were always emailing in because, you know, I'm a grilled cheese connoisseur. My mom used to make them with Velveeta. Gosh, I love mom. Anyway, I'm a grilled cheese connoisseur. people kept emailing in, Jesse, have you ever used mayo? Because I usually use butter. Mom would essentially use oil and deep fry them, but I would use butter. People kept saying, try mayo, try mayo, try mayo. Now, I'm a mayo fan. I'm a mayo fan. Chris is not. Chris hates mayonnaise, which is why I order every sandwich of his with extra mayonnaise. But I love mayonnaise. I love Miracle Whip, probably even more than I like mayonnaise. I tried this on a grilled cheese sandwich. I didn't think it was very good. Maybe it added something to it. And I love mayonnaise on sandwiches. I do. That said, mayo is fat. It's essentially what it is. It's fat. It's tangy. It's fat. I could see it being good on meat. There are all these meat experts out there. It's how I've learned how to cook meat online. Between the mayo experts and my IQ sense from Chef IQ, I make perfect meat all the time now. But I always just copy other people. There's all kinds of positives and negatives to everything. Everyone knows that. Social media, there's a laundry list of negatives that come with it, of course. I'm not denying that. But if you're like me and you like to eat, there's a wealth. Actually, really, if you like anything, there's a wealth of knowledge available to you. I told you the other day that because I'm all of a sudden an old man, that I love maps. Remember when I told you that? In fact, I saw another map this morning I'm nerding out about. I can't give it away yet because it has to do with the next history story I'm going to tell you, and I'm not ready. But I saw a map this morning. Chris, I'm not even... Don't make fun of me, for one. Two, I think I spent 10 minutes going over the map because it had a little key. It had the little legend to it with different train tracks and borders, and I was going through everything. You know what? I felt like Magellan. I was just sitting down there poring over maps. Anyway... Maps are amazing. Where was I going with this whole thing? I was saying something important, Chris, but I kind of lost my train of thought. I took too many... Wealth of knowledge. Anyway, so I love maps. Thanks, Corey, for contributing something. I found this spot, and I can't give it away because I forgot what it is, but I found this guy on social media. I think it's called History of Maps. It's all maps. Now... That may sound lame to you, especially if you're young at all. It's amazing. You can look at all these historical maps about that. Whatever you're into, there's a wealth of knowledge available to you out there, and that includes meats, the various ways to smoke or roast or sear or whatever. There's all this knowledge available to you, and you will have the energy to look into these things, to pursue your passions. If you would just start a male vitality stack from Chalk or a female vitality stack, that's what's holding you back. The lack of stack is holding you back. Chris, oh, come on. That was good. Anyway, male vitality stack, female vitality stack. What is it? It's natural herbal supplements. In all seriousness, Chalk has the best natural herbal supplements there are. They will, well, the male vitality stack, 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. 20% in 90 days? How do you think you'll feel after that? If there was nothing else but that, how would you feel? Like a new person. Now take it for a year. Ladies, you're not left out. There's a female vitality stack. You won't even want to nap anymore. You get home from work and want to go for a walk, a run. Just feeling good all the time, full of energy, your mind working well. Join me. CHOQ.com. Huge discounts on subscriptions, so get one of those, and they're not ripoff artists. If it doesn't work for you, cancel. They're not going to bug you about it. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Let's talk really quickly about the Army. Next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, reminding you you can email the show, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Keep the 80s hits coming, Chris. Can't get enough. I can't believe George Michael turned out to be gay. I never saw that coming. That wasn't a thing when I was a kid. It wasn't a thing people talked about. I didn't know, Chris. Gosh.
Why are you gay?
Speaking of which, let's talk about the Army. I played this little bit earlier. I played a little clip of this, but I want to play it again. I'm going to let the whole thing play. This is a tranny. It's a dude pretending to be a woman. He's in uniform in the Army Reserve. Listen to this.
My name is Christina Winters, and I am a captain in the Army Reserve.
I'm Christina Winters.
And I want you to know that you are seen, you are loved, you're appreciated. And I want you to know not to give up. I want you to notice all the people in this video that are not only proud to be who they are, but they celebrate it. Now, the current administration wants us to not be visible. They want us to be invisible. They want to remove us from society. They want to
listen to the music like it's Braveheart or something.
Ensure that we are disenfranchised, that we no longer have a voice, we no longer have the rights to even enter any space.
They want to take away my voice.
It is safe. They want to remove us from our homes. They want to remove us from our jobs. And it is disheartening times right now. And I know how easy it is to want to give up. I know the struggle. But at least for today, I want everybody.
Women like us know the struggle.
To celebrate who they are. Don't hide yourselves. And be proud. Annoyingly.
I love the don't hide yourselves. Like anyone can't tell it's a tranny. Fellas, everyone knows. All right, everyone knows.
So, I want you to post pictures. I want you to let everybody know your story.
Please don't post pictures.
I want everybody to see who you are and for everybody to understand that we...
Yeah, whatever, whatever. The point of that was the Biden administration brought as many of those people into the United States military as humanly possible. This is our mountain to climb. As many as humanly possible, they brought them in. They recruited them. Recruited them, and then you paid for all the various surgeries and hormones and things like that that you have to give these people so they can pretend to be women. You paid for that. That is the level of insanity the modern Democrat Party has embraced. The point of that was there's a lot of rot to clean out, a lot of rot to clean out. It's just going to take some time to do so. Jesse, I screwed this up the other day. You sent me 1,000 emails about it, and I have to own this. I was doing it on the fly. It was from Medal of Honor Monday, and I knew I screwed it up in real time. I think I even said something about the fact that I knew I screwed it up. When I was talking about Desmond Dawes in Okinawa, I kept calling it Heartbreak Ridge. The movie is not Heartbreak Ridge, and it was not Heartbreak Ridge. It was Hacksaw Ridge, and I know that. What, Chris? It's a ridge, okay? I know, it is almost the same thing. You're right, Chris. It's not my fault. It's your fault. Anyway, it's Hacksaw Ridge, not Heartbreak Ridge. I screwed it up. I have to own it. Look, it was a heavy topic, man.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
Speaking of heavy, I saw this one today from the New York Post. Companies are offering, sorry, I'm focused. I'm not going to laugh. They're offering recharge days to workers enraged about a return to the office. You see, pull up a chair. Let's talk. First of all, let's talk about me. Do you remember, if you were listening, you probably remember. Do you remember during COVID when a bunch of psychopathic doctors and scientists, Republicans and Democrats, decided you have to stand 6 feet away from everybody? You do remember that, right? And as a result of that insane policy, which they just made up, a bunch of companies started doing remote work, work from home. You got to work from home. We'll do it on, we'll have a Zoom meeting today. Stay in your jammies. And you know what old curmudgeon Jesse kept screaming about on the radio? Do you remember that this was... it was going to have a lasting impact on our economy because as much as you like working from your jammies, you need to get up and take a shower, put on your right clothes, and you need to go to work. The whole country needs you to go to work. Your company needs you to go to work for you, your own sake. Your boss, he needs to see you physically at work, not on the Zoom meeting. He needs to know you're there, you're working. You need to be able to talk to him, be personal with him. Hey, catch that game last night? This is important. This is how life actually works. It's important. I've told you the whole time. If you have a job where it's optional, go to work. Put your clothes on and go to work. But I like being in my jammies. Congratulations. I do too. I love putting on my comfy clothes and sitting around the house. You get up and go to work, right? And you know, I told you that this was going to be disastrous for the productivity of the country. Well, surprise, surprise, Daddy Jesse called that one too. And it has been disastrous for the productivity of the country. It's been so disastrous that American companies, they're dragging people back into work. Many American companies are flat out telling people, you're fired if you don't come back into work. They just can't get the appropriate amount of production from people because people aren't self-motivated enough to sit around in their jammies with Netflix on and still get the job done. So companies are dragging people back to work. And now we have so, it's like we've been on a drug, the work from home drug, for the past few years. And now people are so addicted to this drug that companies are offering recharge days to workers who are mad that they have to go into work. A recharge day, Chris, a recharge day. Let me explain what this is, Chris. You and I would know it as the weekend. That's the purpose of the weekend, okay? And the weekend has been around for ages. They actually don't even give you just a Saturday. It's a Saturday and a Sunday. And in most months, those 2 days are back to back. You get 2 days right beside each other. You go to work for 5 days, and then for 2 days, you stay home. And you can use that time to recharge. This way, you don't need a recharge day on a Tuesday. It's called the weekend. And just hear me out. If you're tempted, if your company comes to you, let's say you're an ambitious person, you want to move up, make some money, be successful. It's just Daddy Jesse talking to you here. If your company comes to you and says, hey, Amber, you've been working hard. I just want to let you know, we let our entire department know that if they want, they can take a recharge day next Tuesday. And I want you to know you can have that. Here's what you're going to say, Amber, all right? You're going to say, I don't need a recharge day. It's Tuesday. I'll be coming into work because I have things that need to get done. Now, maybe you think Jesse's just being mean or that's too old-fashioned. Well, you know what, Amber? You know who's going to be remembered the next time a promotion is available? It's the person who came into work on a Tuesday. All your buddies who had to recharge. We had to go play frisbee golf, which I love, I should note. That's no insult to frisbee golf. We had to go golf. We recharged on a Tuesday. It will be Amber with the brand new business cards and the better salary and the corporate company card. Okay? Amber? Bob? Don't take any recharge days, please. Recharge on Saturday and Sunday. And I just look, I'm not a monster. I'm not telling you to work 80 hours a week. I don't want you to think that Corey and Chris are slave labor over here. I'm not a monster. I want you to have family time. I want you to recharge. I want you to take the weekend. If your company offers you a recharge day, don't take it. All right? Don't take it. Take Relief Factor instead. It'll ease the pain in your life. I'm talking about the physical pain that holds you back and plagues you daily. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. Daily pain crushes you. That wrist, it just hurts all the time. You're always rubbing it. Your back, your shoulder, you're doing that thing with your shoulder. What activities don't you do because you hurt? I can't do that anymore, my knee. Have you even tried Relief Factor? It's like the most no-risk thing in the world. It's $19.95 for a 3-week quick start of it. It's a supplement, 100% drug-free. You take it every day. All I'm asking is 3 weeks, $19.95. If after 3 weeks, that knee still hurts like it did, just do nothing. Don't order anymore. You know, almost everybody orders more and then orders more and orders more. It'll change your freaking life, man. Give you your life back. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, remember, let's celebrate greatness where it's due. We are getting rid of some government people.
We're going to eliminate an entire alphabet soup of departments and agencies while preserving their core functions by merging them into a new organization called the Administration for a Healthy America, or AHA. We have two goals. The first is obvious, to save the taxpayer money by making our department more efficient. And the second is to radically improve our quality of service. I want to promise you now.
Yeah, I don't care about quality of service. I'm just glad government people are getting fired. That's the kind of thing that makes me all warm and fuzzy inside. Let's also remember what exactly the other side believes about this country.
One of my premises for the book is that every law passed before the 1965 Voting Rights Act should be presumptively unconstitutional, right? Because before the 1965 Voting Rights Act, we were functionally an apartheid country. Yeah. Not everybody who lived here could vote here. Yeah. So why should I give a... about some law that some old white man passed in the 1920s, like the Immigration and Nationality Act.
Ah, seems like Democrats are really nailing things out there. I can't imagine why the approval numbers are like this.
Voters' views of the Democrats in Congress among all voters disapprove 68%. And look at the approved number, just 21%, even lower than the Democratic Party at large. This is the lowest on record for Democrats, according to Quinnipiac University polling. You think these numbers are bad? Let's go to this side of the screen. We'll look how Democratic voters feel. Get this. The plurality of Democratic voters disapprove of Democrats in Congress at 49%, and just 40% approve. Horrible, horrible, horrible. Oh, my goodness gracious, you just can't get worse than these numbers.
Ouch. Trump says Americans want him to run again. So I realized this. Trump made a couple offhanded comments about that. And he didn't say he's going to run again. The media asked him the question. And Trump, with a smirk on his face, did the thing that Trump always does. Well, a lot of people want me to. Lots of people are saying I should. There are many people. Look, I don't have time to talk about it right now, but lots of people are saying I should. Learn when to take Trump seriously and learn when Trump is just trolling the American media. He's not going to run again. He's not constitutionally even allowed to run again. If and only if he wanted to remain in power. You could argue that somebody like Vance or DeSantis or someone like that, whoever the next GOP nominee is going to be, they technically could make Trump their VP. But I think everybody knows Trump's not going to be anybody's VP. Trump doesn't do number two very well. He's not going to be anybody's number two. He's just messing with you. Don't take everything to heart. Jesse, where did you go? I listen to you every night on iHeart, KSTE. The last few nights they were streaming a ball game in your time slot. What's up with that? I'm in Florida. I don't want to hear a ball game. Tell me where I can find you, please. Okay, listen. First of all, every single local affiliate is, think of it as if it's its own business, okay? As if it's its own business. And that business has to make money. It's not a charity. They have to make money. Local affiliates in certain areas, they will sign contracts with sports teams, oftentimes professional, sometimes college sports teams, to carry those games. It's a contract. It's about money. Don't kill your local affiliate for it, especially not KSTE. Don't kill any of them for it. If you're unhappy, you can send them an email saying I'd rather hear whatever you'd rather hear, if it's this or whatever, but don't crush them for that. They're trying to pay the bills like everybody else. Radio is not some insanely lucrative financial business, regardless of what you may hear out there. It's not insanely financially beneficial for everybody. It's just not. So that's why sometimes when you turn on a show you want to hear and you hear, oh my gosh, they're playing the Astros. We're here in Houston. The Astros game's on. I don't want to hear the Astros. They lost again. It's not that. If your local affiliate, whatever it may be, if they bounce the show, remember two things. One, the show was on across the country. What does that mean for you? There's an iHeartRadio app. It's just an app for your phone. Most cars you can put it in now. Your car will Bluetooth your phone, whatever. The iHeartRadio app allows you to listen to any one of the affiliates you would like, no matter where you are. So if you're in Omaha and you'd rather listen to the Boston feed, you can do so on the iHeartRadio app. Not telling you to do that, but you can if something goes wrong, a station goes down, something like that. Or they podcast the show. I know that means you have to wait a day. It's half a day. Chris usually has it up in a few hours, right? Chris said within the hour. That sounds like a lie. But Chris said within the hour. That's available iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. You can download a podcast version of it. I'm sorry. Sometimes that happens. It used to drive me crazy when it happens to me. But there is a reason for it, and a legitimate reason. It's not because any affiliate is doing something wrong or evil or whatever. Everybody, you included, we all got to pay the bills, right? Let's pay the bills.
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab laid off 900 workers due to budget cuts, but hasn't fired its top DEI officer. You can really tell how many institutions in this country have been infected, possibly beyond the ability to repair. UK imposes online entry permit on European visitors. It occurs to me that the way the UK is going, because I really want to see London one day for the World War II history, I bet they're not going to allow me in. There's no way they're going to allow me in, right? I may never get to see it. Whatever, I'll see it online. What, Chris? They do want my tourism dollars, but you and I both know I'm not going to spend a lot of money over there. Putin's Chechen warlord has put his son, 17, in charge of security. I only read this because being a warlord sounds really cool. Look, it's bad. I don't want you to be a warlord, but wouldn't it be cool to be labeled as a warlord? Yes, Chris. Warlord Jesse. Anyway, that's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.